Ayes, 125, noes, 25.
The bill is passed.
The Nursing Home Safe Staffing Bill, passed by both the Senate and Assembly Tuesday, will mandate nursing home residents get at least 3.5 hours of direct nursing care each day. New York nursing homes currently provide an average of about 3.4 hours, according to the Long-Term Care Community Coalition, but there's no minimum requirement. Minimum staffing ratios have been debated in the legislature for years, but it's gained momentum over the last year due to over 13,000 state nursing home residents dying of COVID-19. A state attorney general report found nursing homes with lower staffing ratings had worse COVID fatality rates than nursing homes with higher staffing ratings. The sponsor of the assembly version of the bill, Assemblymember Eileen Gunther, a Democrat and registered nurse, says understaffing needed to be addressed right away.
The level of care makes a difference in outcomes. The level of care means quality of life for many people that we call part of the greatest generations, and they deserve appropriate care.
While the bill did receive bipartisan support, several Republicans, like Assembly Minority Leader Andy Goodell, voted no, saying nursing homes are hurting financially from low census numbers and the state cutting Medicaid.
This is the last time, the worst time in the world, for us to impose huge, unknown, expensive mandates.
The legislature is offering some financial assistance to nursing homes. The state budget includes $128 million to help them hire more staff, although nursing homes say it isn't enough. If signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Safe Staffing Bill will take effect January 1st. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.